We'll start with a quick follow-up from last month. We talked about the city's curbside recycling program is set to start this month. How has the rollout been?
Well, it has not quite taken place. There's been a little delay in the delivery of the totes. They were supposed to be here last week. This is a short week. So most likely they will not be delivered till next week. And then before we start the pickup, will probably be almost 2 weeks in the designated neighborhoods. But we've notified the homeowners. It's going to be about 30% of the city will be on curbside pickup till sometime in the spring, and then we'll probably phase it in two more pieces.
What's the timeline now?
Probably 3 to 4 weeks, because once we deliver them. Probably within a week or two, depending on what day they're delivered, and no sooner than a week, no longer than 2 weeks, we'll be starting, give them a chance to fill them up and start making the first pickup. So somewhere around 3 to 4 weeks, we'll be making those first pickups.
Other than that, though, everything is ready to go.
We had Kokomo had partnered with our recycling district years ago and Howard County. Government. So we have recycling drop-off centers throughout Howard County and throughout the city. I think there are 12, maybe 14 drop-off centers. But we've always thought it would be we'd get better participation if we did curbside. So we look for a bump in the amount of recycled materials, but to what extent, it's just kind of an unknown at this point. But we're obviously going to make it more convenient for people to recycle.
It's not even winter yet, but some cities are already dipping into their salt supply. Has the weather taken a toll there in Kokomo yet?
We had the one snowfall that resulted in about 2.5 inches of snow. It came on a Sunday evening, so we did bring a few crews in a little early on Monday. So we spent a little bit of overtime and dropped a little bit of salt. On those days, have not had really any accumulation since then. A few flurries here and there, but most of that's already has melted, and so we feel good going into this year, and we feel like we have an ample supply, and we're expecting a winter such as last year's, and hopefully we won't have that, but we're kind of preparing for the worst again.
Budget-wise, this season, is it different from last year in terms of what you've set aside for salt, snow removal, et cetera?
Yeah, we put a little more, we always figure out a way, you have to prioritize, and sometimes, unfortunately, dealing with inclement weather takes priority over, new investments in playground equipment or new investments in vehicles and some of those things. This year we've kind of just prepared that based off of last year's numbers. If we get lucky, and obviously don't have to spend the amount of money on overtime and supplies and fuel to remove snow, that'll give us even more of a cushion for 2015. So we feel pretty good.
You may have heard during our show last week, Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan announced that he will not be running for mayor. You don't have any surprises for us, do you?
No, but I did see that that it was announced on your show. I did catch that, and I think that's probably good for Mayor Cruzan. I think he's me personally. I follow what he does. I make frequent visits to Bloomington. I think he's done an excellent job. 12 years is, after serving all that time in the Indiana legislature, it probably is, I completely understood when I heard his comments. So, I think I'm not planning on, we're tentatively looking at making a public announcement on December 8th, but there's a couple moving pieces that come along with that, and we'll make our intentions known at that time.
You've been invited to participate in an annual legislative conference. It's a panel titled Local Government, the Ongoing Tension Between State and Local Government. It sounds like a good opportunity for Indiana cities to speak up before the General Assembly convenes. What are some of those tension areas that you'd like to see some attention to?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the conference itself is it's the 23rd annual, Bingham, Greenbaum, and Dahl, and they've done this for 23 years. The governor will be speaking at a different in a different segment of that presentation. And, a lot of it is there's just they continue to put restrictions. And when you look at the big picture, our cities are our economic drivers. You know, most of the GDP comes out of cities. The job creation throughout this country comes from the cities, and they need to make sure that cities aren't stymied and prohibited from growing. And so there's been things, the property tax caps has the biggest impact on local government that's within cities, and that's school corporations and library districts and things that are inside cities. And then you also have the changes that they constantly want to make to TIF districts. They put some limitations. They're always trying to stymie the ability to annex people that are receiving city services, or at least some of them on the fringes of the city. And then they've even put in some things that prohibit or at least mitigate the ability to charge people outside the city limits. Any utility costs. We usually, most cities have some sort of a surcharge, and they're always trying to make limitations on that.
You speak about the business personal property tax, and we've talked a lot about this. Mayor Bennett from Terre Haute was on a study committee these past few months. What have those talks led to?
Well, of course, Mayor Bennett's done a great job of, stating our case and he's worked well with the legislature, and we're just hopeful that there are certain things that have to take place, and there are certain services people demand, and somebody's got to pay for those services. And you look at the cities that are thriving. The best thing we can do for our economy is to make our state and mainly those cities, our cities, a place where people want to live. We've talked about the brain drain for a long time. And how difficult it is to keep our best and brightest Hoosiers once they receive their formal education. And so we need to constantly be investing in our cities and make them a place where people want to move to, and the ones that are there that make sure that they want to stay. So I don't know that everyone in the legislature quite grasps how important that is. We all obviously don't want to pay any more taxes than we have to. But on the other hand, quality of life is extremely important to economic development.
Well, and that has to be frustrating to the state legislature. You assume is trying to do what's best for the state, but then it's coming at your budget.
Right, right. And although they may have somewhat good intentions. You hope so. The fact is, we need to keep making that investment in our city and continuing to do that. And I just don't know if everyone in the legislature understands that.
What are you hoping that this legislative conference is going to accomplish?
Really, just get the message out that trying to manage. All cities and towns from the state house, especially with the legislature that meets, part-time legislature that meets, three months out of the year or such. I think people are, the Hoosiers are pretty smart, and they if they're very willing to change directions at a city if they feel like that their leaders aren't doing what they're supposed to do, and that's what we have elections for, and I think they should really let us run our cities and then let the voters decide, and that's what campaigns and elections are about.
I see that the downtown parking garage is open. Can't wait to see it when we're down there next month. So just to kind of be on the right track here, visitors and residents can park there for free if they're visiting downtown.
Yeah, what we've done, we still are, there's still the apartments that they're building above it, they are still under construction, won't be completed till probably late March. That's the last timeline I had heard. So we're using the fourth floor of the parking garage for the construction staging and the construction workers parking, and then the first, second, and third floor is open to the public every day. And that's free parking downtown. So still have a little bit of things we have to finish. All the lighting's in place. The elevators were just installed this week and made operational. And we still have a little bit of signage we have to complete, but we have opened it up to the public for about 2 weeks now.
I see where the Kokomo area has seen an increase in tourism dollars. In 2013, a study was done showing $117.5 million in tourism, that a 3.3% increase. And of course, we know that's important because of businesses, jobs, a growing community. What do you account for that rise in tourism?
Well, I think it's a lot of things. We have our Ivy Tech Community Event Center, and I think they do a very good job of aggressively marketing the facility itself. A few years ago, we started our summer concert series in downtown Foster Park, and those have grown substantially over the last few years. So we get, and it's kind of that we get better because it's grown. We get better quality bands, and because we get better quality bands, we get larger turnout. And a lot of those people stay here in Kokomo, and that's part of what we're trying to do is get people to become familiar with the community, learn about our community events, and then hopefully, our long-term goal is to make this a place where they might want to establish roots and move here. So. All those are good signs, I'm only optimistic about what that report said.
Tourism in Indiana, besides Indianapolis, has to be competitive. How do you brand yourself as something different or worthwhile in Kokomo?
Well, that's a good point, and I think part of it is we have. Really a pretty nice facility. It's not brand new or anything, but it is a nice facility at the Ivy Tech Event Center. It's a large facility. I think we're an affordable place to for a lot of the things that they house there are maybe weekend type of events and it's everything from arts type of things, a lot of different crafts. The Kokomo Comic Convention, they've had a lot of success with that over the last 3 or 4 years. So they've really just tried to make them, a high quality, affordable alternative to some of the things that go on in places like, some of your major cities. And I think it's a pretty good strategy that's worked out so far.
I have to mention, too, I see in a report where Kokomo was ranked the most affordable small city in America. That has to be a pretty big honor.
Well, a decade or so ago, we were consistently in that top of housing affordability. If we weren't first, we were in that top five or six, and then we kind of slipped away from that. But a lot of it is, we have when you look at the wages made here in Kokomo, our family median family income is about almost $57,000 a year, basically, what that says is that almost 95% of the people in Kokomo can buy the medium-priced home, and I think it just talks about that we're Kokomo is I would call us a middle class kind of a city. We have a lot of people that make the higher incomes, and we have some that are struggling to, more than they would like. But all in all, we're a pretty balanced community. And I think it's I want our city to to have to be diversified in all different categories, including the socioeconomic status. I want us to be a place for people that have a lot of disposable income, and I want us to be a place where people that maybe just getting started, fresh out of college, haven't really figured out what they want to do long term. We want this to be a place where they can call home as well.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week. The holiday season is approaching. Any big events happening in Kokomo these next couple of weeks?
Not necessarily with Thanksgiving. This Saturday, we have the annual Christmas at the Cyberling. Santa comes in on a horse-drawn carriage to the Cyberling Mansion, with which is the Howard County Museum, and that's 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then also next Friday on the 5th, Santa will be arriving on a train for our first Friday event downtown to the downtown train station.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah. I'll be at both events. So.
And are you going to be Santa?
I am not going to be Santa. No. My diet's working. I couldn't fill the suit, so that's a good thing.